The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This common flower originates in Central and South America. It was discovered by the Franciscan monk Charles Plumier, who named it after his favorite botanist, Michel Bigon, and has been grown in Europe since the 1700s. It quickly became popular for its ease in growing and breeding, and for such a wide variety of flower and leaf shapes, colors, and sizes. We know it as the begonia. There are basically three different types of begonias: fibrous-rooted begonias, such as the wax begonia we see in garden centers, and angel-wing begonias, are the most popular. Rhizomatous begonias, such as Rex begonias, have insignificant flowers but showy leaves. Tuberous begonias grow from bulbs, producing brightly colored, dramatic flowers. There are trailing and upright types of each of these groups. While grown mostly for show, begonias have been used medicinally to disinfect wounds, stop swelling, and relieve toothaches. Begonias are even edible. The leaves are high in vitamin C, and the stems of tuberous begonias are said to taste like rhubarb. Traditionally, begonias grow best in a shady, moist environment. But with new heat and sun-tolerant varieties such as Whopper, many grow fine in full sun. Begonias need well-drained soil, or they'll rot easily. Tuberous begonias are best planted in hanging baskets in a protected location. Rain and wind can damage the leaves and the delicate flowers. Rhizomatous begonias make great houseplants for their showy leaves. These are also easy to propagate by removing the pups that develop off the mother plant or taking leaf cuttings and rooting them. And now for this week's tip. With our bare soil and fluctuating temperatures this winter, now is a good time to walk around your yard and look for perennial plants that have heaved out of the ground. Frost can push the crown of a plant above the soil line, exposing it to drying winds. Gently tuck it back into the soil and mulch to protect it the rest of the winter. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about hugelkultur. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.